Hey there, Wild One. This is day three of the Wild Ways Week on Wildly Intentional. It's a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. Today, we get to meet the restless reformer. If you've built a life that looks successful, but deep down you're not sure if it's yours, if you've spent years making it all work, and now something in you is whispering, it's time to do this a little differently, you might be a restless reformer. You see what's broken, you want to build something better. You've tried the systems, the schedules, the playbook, and you're starting to realize you don't just want to lead, you want to lead differently. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. Restless reformers can't unsee what's broken, and they don't want to. This name captures the holy discontent that drives them. They carry a fire in their bones to make things better for their families, their communities, and the world. The restlessness isn't chaos. It's a sacred stirring. And reformer doesn't mean loud or performative. It means thoughtful, values-driven change. These are the people who ask hard questions, dismantle systems, and then go build better ones. If you feel like you're always rebuilding from the roots up, this is you. Restless reformers are often in their 40s to 50s, though many show up earlier. They're leaders, builders, fixers, parents, and pattern breakers. They spent years being competent, capable, and productive, and now they're craving purpose that feels clean, aligned, and sustainable. They don't just want to leave something behind. They want to pass something better forward. Think of Josh. He left a big consulting career. He built a values-based framework, and now he spends his day helping others think differently on purpose. But the shift wasn't linear. It was personal, tender, and deeply intentional. So before we dive into what's possible, let's get honest about what's hard. These are the friction points, the places that might feel familiar if you're a restless reformer. You're burnt out from caring too much for too long. You have a perfectionism that used to serve you, but now strangles you. The weight of legacy without the space to reflect. Feeling like you're always fixing, but never feeling. If you've felt that tension, it's probably because something in you knows what could be, what you're wired for. This is what that part of you is reaching for. A new framework for life, family, and leadership. Tools that go deep, but stay doable. Permission to slow down without giving up your edge. And language for legacy that includes rest, rhythm, and relationship. And when that longing is honored, when this wild way is actually lived, something powerful happens. Here's what transformation can look like for this type. Restless reformers begin to shift when they realize their impact is deeper when it's aligned. Rest isn't weakness, it's a strategy. The systems they inherited aren't sacred. It's okay to recalibrate without needing to burn it all down. Their power lives in redefining success from outcome to legacy, from speed to sustainability. So you might be a restless reformer if you've read 5 books on systems thinking and you still feel out of sync. Your to-do list is a mile long, but none of it feels aligned. You've succeeded at things you don't even believe in anymore. You crave simplicity, but your calendar says otherwise. So before we wrap, I want to leave you with a reflection. Take a breath. See what rises for you. What system, expectation, or script are you still running, even though you know it no longer fits? And if this wild type is resonating with you, you're not alone. Here's a series that I think you'll love, crafted for voices just like yours. Unrule the World is my series that focuses on deep thinking, leadership reframes, and alternative models. You may really enjoy episode 10, Why We Started Homesteading and Why We Scaled It Back, the story of your Eureka Moon Farm. Or you might enjoy my Out Loud and On Purpose series, which features stories from people making aligned shifts in real time. Episode 7 is a raw, real episode I posted after a tragic death I was grieving, where I got on and completely changed the episode and zoomed out on the message. You can listen to The Village We Forgot, Grief, Gossip, and Showing Up When It Matters Most for one of my most heartfelt episodes to date. If you want something practical to help this wild way come to life, I've got you. Head to wildlyintentional.com/tools for free guides, prompts, and resources made just for your type. And yeah, I'm working on even more. Take time to reflect, not just on what you're doing, but why. And if you're tired of hustling and ready for wholeness, you're not alone. Thanks for listening to day 3 of Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow the show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into the curious unlearner. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Ways quiz and discover which of the 5 types feels like home. Plus, it'll give you tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. And if you already know your wild way, text this episode to a friend. Start a conversation. You're not too much. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just wildly out of sync with a system that was never built for you. This week is about reclaiming that rhythm, naming what's real, and finding a way forward that actually fits your life. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.